Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, President Trump's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee say they've raised $105 million in the second quarter this year. That's more than President Obama raised during the same time period back in 2012 cycle. You think there might be some support for the president's reelection outside of the media bubble? Two. A Detroit and American legend, Lee Iacocca, has passed away. Best known for his work with Chrysler in the 1980s, Iacocca helped to lead the company out of extremely lean times in the late 1970s. You might know him, though, best as a commercial pitchman for the company. We'll hear one of those in just a bit. And number one, another new poll shows a shrinking lead for Joe Biden following the first round of Democratic debates. There's a long way to go, of course, but could the former vice president be exposed as a paper tiger early on in the campaign? Perhaps. Wednesday morning, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're alongside for the ride on this final day before Independence Day. Parades today, perhaps. There's one here in Hillsdale. Fireworks today, perhaps, for you and your community. There is fireworks here in Hillsdale. Although, I was just talking to someone yesterday, there's, again, being on the western edge of the Eastern time zone, I used to be on the eastern edge of the Central time zone. It gets dark later here than there, time-wise. So fireworks aren't going off till past 10 o'clock. My kids, 6 and 4, go to bed usually around 8 o'clock, maybe 8:30. Keeping them up past 10 o'clock for fireworks is a recipe for disaster because my kids do not sleep any later the next day after being up late. They just get up at the same time. So keeping them up late for, say, fireworks means that what we'll have is cranky kids going to bed tonight and then cranky kids not just tomorrow morning, but most of the day tomorrow. So we did do it one year, two summers ago. We kept the children up back then, but I guess they were 4 and 2. We kept them up for fireworks. And I love them. My wife loves them, but kids, just wait a few more years, I think. Just maybe a year or two, so we can better manage their sleep schedules. So no fireworks for them unless they happen to wake up in the middle of the night because of the explosions nearby, I suppose. Speaking of explosions nearby, man, some strong, strong thunderstorms making their way through mid and southern Michigan yesterday. Actually, Hillsdale, where I am, avoided some of the worst. One round of storms kind of dissipated just before arriving. Another round just kind of brushed us on the way through the second time. So we did all right. I don't know, power outages and such around parts of the state, but some pretty heavy rain, strong winds yesterday with some of those thunderstorms. Hope things are okay by you. Not necessarily okay in the Joe Biden campaign. Talked yesterday about the CNN poll that gave him a 5-point lead on Kamala Harris after the debates last week. Another new poll yesterday from Quinnipiac shows Biden clinging to a 2-point lead on Harris less than a week after the first debates of the election cycle. Among Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters, Biden has 22% support. I believe that's the exact same percent as he had in the CNN poll. Harris right behind at 20, Elizabeth Warren at 14, and Bernie Sanders at 13%. Nobody else really close to those four leading candidates. First poll from Quinnipiac since mid-June when Biden had 30%, Sanders had 19, Warren 15, and Harris was way down at 7%. Biden apparently sustaining some heavy damage to his front-runner status, which was part of his appeal, right? He's going to be in the lead. He's going to cruise. He's going to get the nomination. He's the best candidate to potentially beat Donald Trump. That's the argument on the Biden campaign. And among Democrats, might not hold true. New numbers suggest that Kamala Harris is catching up to the former vice president among black voters. Biden with 31% support from black respondents. Harris at 27%. Biden is not necessarily going to be the choice of young white liberals. Those are going to be some far left voters in the primary, supporting more progressive candidates. But Biden's support thus far coming from older more moderate slash centrist Democrats, as much as they are, and from African-American voters. If he starts to lose one of those constituencies, that could be a very bad sign for his campaign. Joe Biden's lead, 2 points. That is within the margin of error, too, from Quinnipiac. Yesterday, you can't go a day without a few silly things being mentioned and proposed by Democratic candidates running for president. Here's one from Cory Booker, one from Elizabeth Warren. Cory Booker yesterday announced a sweeping immigration proposal to reduce immigration enforcement and increase the inflow of asylum seekers. His plan, designed to avoid Congress, with many of the changes implemented on day one through executive orders. Booker's plan primarily focused on moving as many detained illegal immigrants as possible into alternative detention arrangements. It promises to, quote, virtually eliminate our nation's reliance on immigration incarceration, primarily by phasing out privately run immigration detention facilities. Again, for those on the left, on the far left, there is no enforcement. And though the argument goes that no one's talking about open borders, stop saying that. No one on the left wants or is arguing for open borders. That is essentially what will happen when you end immigration enforcement and begin to shut down these places where immigrants are held, at least until being processed. The result would be the mass release of suspected illegal immigrants, as well as a de facto catch-and-release policy for most subsequently apprehended individuals. Booker's plan would instruct DHS to develop a wide range of, quote, alternatives to detention, a catch-all term for everything from ankle monitoring to routine check-ins by caseworkers. That is Cory Booker's plan on immigration. Meanwhile, Senator Elizabeth Warren endorsing a national gun licensing proposal as well as a national gun registry on Monday. Ah, there we go. A series of tweets from Warren. She said she would support a gun licensing system which would ban anyone from purchasing a gun unless they first obtain a special government permit. Such a system is currently employed by a handful of states, including Illinois, where I lived and did have a FOID card. Illinois has a system where you must own a firearm owner's identification card if you want to purchase not just weapons but ammunition in Illinois. I think California is just moving to that system too, maybe as of July 1st. You have to pay, there's a licensing fee, you have to wait a couple weeks to get it in the mail, but you have to have a FOID card in Illinois to purchase any guns or purchase any ammunition. Warren said, I'm also fighting to ban assault weapons, prevent domestic abusers from legally obtaining guns, end the gun show loophole, which people are still talking about, although, as I'm sure Steve has discussed with you, gun show loophole is not really what they think it is. Stricter gun control proposals from Elizabeth Warren. Eric Swalwell, of course, leading the push on that. That's his one big issue in the campaign. You can't go a day without a few silly proposals from Democrats running for president. One on immigration, one on guns yesterday. More to come. A little bit on Lee Iacocca next. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.